So when you started, how old were you when you started getting involved in groups?
15. I was at school and I got dragged into this band as a bass player. That's how I started off playing bass. I bought this guitar for £8 and started playing almost right away. It's good. We used to play this gig. We got £8 for it as well, funnily enough. And you'd have to do 3 spots a night, and it was £8 between the whole band. It's like, it's nothing. But you do it just to play, you know. And it's still like
about
that now.
Three rules to go with it.
No, there you didn't have drinking. You weren't allowed drinking in clubs.
Oh, right.
And these places used to be packed. They were mobbed, like the 3 stories of bands. The bands on every floor playing, and it'd be like 3 bands on each floor. And the place would just be packed all night, like thousands of kids coming in and out. It was great.
Well,
it's a really great scene up in Scotland at that time.
Music clubs or
what? They were just music clubs, that's all. There was nothing else. There was maybe you could buy a Coca-Cola, and that's all. There was no drink at this time. And like lots of bands used to do 2 gigs a night. You'd be playing 6-7 nights a week, and you'd do two gigs a night, 2 or 3 on Sunday. It was just like music everywhere. It was a really great scene. And there was all these places for kids to go, which there isn't now. All there is discos and drinking clubs.
What time period are we talking about now?
We're talking about the early 70s.
Right.
And
so
it was just such... Right.
So you were born in the 50s?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And it was great. It was a really brilliant, really exciting scene. Not every band knew every other band. But it's nothing like that now. Because people can't make money out of it. You know, people want to make a lot of money. They don't want to make 1 in 6 on each person coming in, you know, that sort of stuff. It's a totally different scene now.
Well, I mean, who financed these things in those days? Why did
it
make money then?
Well, people were happy with a bit less. You know, people don't... The money you can make from having a disco with drink, it's a lot more than you can have from... Like, property wasn't what it is now either, so these were big places right in the centre of Edinburgh that like, probably didn't cost that much to rent. You know, some of them were fairly derelict sort of buildings.
Mm.
But they're packed. You get thousands of people cramming themselves in. You know, all these young kids. It was great.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah, it was. It was a really exciting period, and you just get bands like interchanging with other bands, and you just all these bands coming. This coming from everywhere.
So did you do in those days also cover other people's songs?
That's basically what it was. That during that period, it was almost everybody. You'd maybe throw in one of your own songs or something, but almost every act was just doing songs that were in charts, Tamla Motown stuff, you know, like import sort of soul type things, all that sort of stuff. And the rock thing was all happening as well. That was, you know, quite a lot of bands getting into the rock stuff and just doing Jimi Hendrix songs or whatever. Or
that must have been a sight, a bunch of 16 and 17 year olds doing Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah, everybody, it was like jumping up and down on wah-wah pedals and fuzz boxes, you know, it was like. It was great, and there was some really great guitarists coming out of that period. It was good.
Was it bands like what? The Irish rock bands?
They used to be called the Dream Police. And they were a three-piece band at that time. And they came down and they were, like everybody used to rave about them, you know, this band. And there was just 3 of them, and it astounded me that they could get so much sound just with a guitarist, a bass and a drum, you know. We played with them once. I'm just trying to think who else. Nazareth, we used to play with them maybe every three weeks or something like that. I was in a band called The Phoenix, and they were called The Shadettes at that time.
The what?
The Shadettes. And they were resident in this big, it was like a 2,000 people used to get in this kind of a ballroom, it was called, and they used to play there every week, and they were the resident band. And nobody was interested in them. Like, it was this band, they were doing Led Zeppelin. It's at that time, it just sounded, what's that? It just sounded so weird, you know, this music. But you could tell, like, the guitarist was brilliant. Like, Manny, he was a great guitarist. And I used to get feedback from my guitar, and he showed me how not to get feedback and things like that. I was, like, sort of looking up at God. And they got kicked out of there for playing heavy metal. For playing Led Zeppelin songs, they got booted out. And then next time you change their name, like, became Nazareth. Just trying to think who else came out, the Pilot, all that sort of stuff, you know. And Ian Bairnson, like the guitarist from that year, he was like a 14 year old, he was the guitarist in Edinburgh. He's now one of the top session players down here. He was in Pilot, and like everybody used to go and see this band East West, and he was like the guitarist, and I joined after he left, I joined this band after he left, and it was like I could hardly play anything. I'd just come off bass and I was suddenly a lead guitarist. So I went away and I listened to like Eric Clapton, Peter Green and all these people, and just kept and like actually started getting really on top of the guitar, you know, that period. It was great.
So you already, I mean, you left school and you became
you couldn't live. The money you were getting at these gigs, you're getting £10 between a whole band and this pedal to come off it and your amplifier. There was no money, so you had to work as well, and you had to try and find some sort of time to rehearse, which was usually on like a Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon, because you were playing at nights, you know. It was a great scene, but there was no money. Like, I played with this band that were playing solid every week, and at the end of it, after a year, I got a guitar out, and that was it, you know.
Liverpool East West.
I joined East West after Ian Bairnson left. Yeah, that's it.